This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are we ready? Yes, we're ready to fall into conversation. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Kim. He's going to put Jennifer Victoria together. I don't know why. It doesn't sound like a good name to me. Jennifer, it's the Jennifer Victoria program. Jay Kirshner is out, even though she's watching the trending material, and there are things trending. Why is this Jeopardy host thing not over yet? What, does anybody get the behind the scenes?
It was over.
Yeah. And then?
This was only announced, a couple days ago that Mike Richards was going to resign. He did one day on the job and then he went out.
Mm-hmm. But now.
So it's not over because they have to start all over again.
Yeah.
Clearly, because they did so much testing behind the scenes, and they were very transparent about that they were going to be just testing this more than like any other show that they've ever done in the network. And so the two highest numbers came out as Mayim Bialik and Mike Richards. Well, Mike Richards is out now, so whoever the next top person was, which we don't know who the top three were, we now only know the top two. So maybe it'll be Ken Jennings. I don't know. I feel like that's just sort of the safest way to go.
Yeah.
Is just put somebody from the Jeopardy universe in there and just call it a day.
Is he able to make television work like Alex? Is he present in his presence in front of the camera? Does he bring about people the inspiration, if you will, the confidence? I don't get that. I haven't watched enough of him.
I didn't see him hosting. I don't know.
Because that's what it takes.
I think I want more people. Is it weird? Like, I want them to do the process again. I don't know if they found their person yet. And to be fair, I didn't watch all of the guest hosts, but I feel like there wasn't like this outcry, like, oh, it has to be XYZ. Like, certain hosts have their fans. Certainly, LeVar Burton was one of them. But like, maybe we just haven't found that person yet. And I still think it's someone we don't know. Why can't they find someone who's kind of
I agree.
An up and comer, or even, I mean, lo and behold, maybe like a. I'm not trying to, because I wouldn't want this job, because I'm not smart enough. But a local radio host from somewhere that we don't know about,
yep.
You know what I mean? Like, why can't we find
local radio
that?
Or television? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
That's,
yeah,
they, that's where they
person.
Came from. That's right. Where Sage. That's where a lot of these people. That's Bob Barker started eons ago. He was a radio LA radio
news.
Guy.
Yeah.
If you look at all the radio guys that made it in game show. Every single person that historically was a radio game show host in the heyday when they started to do to blanket television in the 60s with game shows, all of them, to a person, was an L.A. radio or a San Francisco radio person. Every single one of them.
Well, I think unless they have some connection to Jeopardy, I don't know that that's going to work because we've seen... I mean, Mike Richards being the producer of Jeopardy, right? I mean, we all talked about it here before he did his turn, that just made the most sense, and he had a connection to Alex. And clearly, there is still heightened emotions around who is going to take Alex's mm-hmm. place. I just don't see some, like, total unknown coming in who has no connection. If it's someone who maybe was a contestant once, I think that would be kind of perfect. You don't have to be the winner like Ken Jennings, but maybe it's somebody with some personality who happened to be on the show. I just think there needs to be, for the Jeopardy audience and for, it's basically a community. I never even realized it until Alex
hold it
died.
Together.
And then, and so it really is a community, so I think that it has to be somebody who has some inside knowledge.
All right. Next person in the news is Alexei Navalny. Alexei, I guess you're probably thank him
Alexei.
Too. He has been interviewed, and I wonder how this happened. I'm surprised Putin okayed an interview with the New York Times.
Well, it's not a very flattering interview, so Putin probably regrets it because all he did was say he's being tortured, and so it's. I don't know. I think that they had no choice but to give sort of proof of life at this point. you know?
Well, what do you mean they had no choice? They killed these
people. Well, because Biden, no, because this is such a high-profile case, and Biden said if Navalny dies in prison, there's going to be ramifications, and this is on a global stage, so they had to
allow him to go to war with them? What does that threat carry with it?
Sanctions, I guess, yeah. Right? Isn't that the usual thing?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right? I mean, I don't know.
They work is the question.
Well, sure. Sanctions can choke a country's lifeline. Absolutely. It depends on how it's done.
I wish that Jay were here to tell us a little bit more about the record-breaking. Sorry about my voice. The allergies are crazy here, and I've been taking stuff. It doesn't seem to clear up. And when I get off the air, it goes away. It's okay. All around the day, it's fine until I get ready to go on the air. I don't know what that's all about.
I know.
Okay, so anyway, the record-breaking rainfall in Tennessee, 20 inches in almost as many hours, 20 people killed, including a couple of twins, youngsters, a mother of five. I'm wondering if all that stuff has washed away. And what caused it? Well, that wasn't the end of the hurricane. The hurricane didn't go over there, right? This was a huge low-pressure system.
Yeah, this was separate, yeah.
Yeah, and it was connected to the heat waves, the humidity. We've had a ton of humidity here in the Northeast.
Didn't Tennessee also have really bad flooding a few years ago, and Brad Paisley did a concert to raise money, and Dolly Parton was involved, right?
A lot of
they may have to, I don't know how that compares to this, because maybe we don't fully know the extent of the damage yet, mm-hmm. but yeah, this is a lot for Tennessee to deal with, for sure.
All right, next name in the news is Dan Bauman. He's the father of a high school student in Florida who has been protesting the mask mandate, charged with child abuse after authorities said he pushed a student who took issue with his point of view. So apparently he was out in front of the Fort Lauderdale High School, and there was conversation about a mask, you know, why are you wearing a mask? I don't want to wear a mask. And so this guy got into it with a kid. What kind of a stupid stunt is that? You don't have any more self-control. You know, how are people so passionate? How do they get so worked up about stuff? It's none of your damn business.
Well, if there's so concerned about child abuse, why are you abusing an actual child? Like, I don't get it.
Well, ding, ding, ding. Next name, Paul Venuto. Retired flight attendant. Pushing an airline beverage cart 200 miles from Boston to New York to honor colleagues of his that died in September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. Wow.
People forget about the flight attendants.
He stayed here.
Yeah, they really do.
I feel bad saying that, but that is true. Mm-hmm. And especially in New York, you know, with 9/11, it was all, you know, the families of the, you know, people on the planes and then the people in the buildings. I don't recall anyone ever mentioning the flight attendants. The pilots we heard about, but I never remember anyone mentioning the flight attendants. So he's pushing
all of them had their throats cut. You can be sure that's. Now, this guy worked for United, and United 175, which took off right after. Very interesting how these work and how they still work. You know, airlines time their flights, and they all sort of compete. So there's a flight, the American Flight 11, left Boston at 8 o'clock, and United 175, both destined for Los Angeles, left at 8:05. So that they were right behind each other, and that's how, mm-hmm. you know, there was only 5 minutes between when one plane hit the towers till the next one, because they were right behind each other. And
he was supposed to be on that flight that day. That was his route, but he had September 11th off. So gave him, he had PTSD. He got addicted to pain pills, and he's gotten himself clean, and now he said he wants to. He knows that, you know, other people in the industry had similar, you know, panic attacks and things like that. So he's raising a lot of money for it.
To hear the stories of people who either missed the flight and have handled it like it was nothing.
People who were late to go into the city that day. You had to take the PATH train from Jersey City into underneath the World Trade Center or what was the World Trade Center, and people who were late for work that day or, you know, took the kids to school.
It was Seth MacFarlane who missed the flight, right? Who who said, like, I guess he, when asked if he, like, died. I think it was Seth MacFarlane. It was, right? Okay,
right.
So Phil confirmed, yeah. And he goes, you know, and people ask him, wow, do you feel like you really, you know, got a new lease on life? And he's kind of like, no, I just feel like it was, you know, I just was not supposed to get on there. And blah, blah. I mean, he's, like, very low-key about it, where other people are, like, traumatized. I mean, I was, and I think I've told you guys this
survivor's
before,
guilt, yeah.
I was on this flight, like, literally just a month before, the same flight from Boston to L.A., leaving a cable show that I was working at, and left that and was going back to L.A. And I remember the flight because I overslept, and I remember running through Logan Airport, and they were paging me for this particular flight because my alarm didn't go off in the room. And I think to myself, like, that was a long enough time, but I think to myself, how is it that certain people, it was that day, certain people, it was me who missed it by a month, people who missed it by hours, by days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. The this guy stayed overnight in a hotel here in Framingham, and he pushed the car. There's a lot of local coverage of this, as you can imagine. And he did a local interview here talking about the people that he was on the plane with. And then the story, I was having lunch with a friend of mine who's a farmer in Draycott, who grew up with Oganowski, who was the pilot of the American plane. They were two farmers. As a matter of fact, their farms across the street from each other. And I remember Oganowski. I've told this story before. He was a rough, tough son of a gun, man. A real, like, Polish stock, you know what I mean? Rugged, tough, strong. So we were talking about what must have gone on in the cockpit that day when those guys came in. He must have put up one heck of a fight. Yeah, I mean, he just would have. Anyway, so American, that was Flight 11. So American, obviously they stopped using the number 11. So they cleverly changed the flight number to 211. So now the early morning flight out of Boston to Los Angeles is AA211.
Can you imagine if it was Flight 911? That would have been bad branding.
That person would need to lose their job.
Yes.
Yeah. Who came up with that? All right, 18 after the hour, you're listening to the DJV program. Aren't you lucky?
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you. Who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. It's trending time. DJV social media, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And the ladies are talking about The Bachelor, and who's the only person that I didn't hear talked about was Honey Boo Boo in there. I heard all kinds of other names that may or may not, the who's in love with whom. I thought it was very interesting. Actually, I saw, as you were talking, I went to a story entitled Beautiful People. It was on one of the news services. The American public overwhelmingly agrees that being physically attractive is a strong asset in modern society, yet only a minority of Americans say that they wish that they themselves were more beautiful or more handsome. So who among us wishes that they were less good-looking? Victoria?
Less good-looking?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I hate intimidating people.
Americans say they wish they themselves were more beautiful or handsome. They're only a minority of Americans say they wish they looked better than they do.
So you're saying then everyone else is either fine with how they look or they want to be better looking?
Apparently, they're okay, but they understand the societal emphasis on beauty.
In real life?
Read the headline show us one more time.
The Americans agree that being attractive is a plus in American society, but most people are happy with the way they look.
Okay,
only 19% would consider plastic surgery. That's the
headline. Got it. So they that means 19% admit that they would consider it.
Yeah.
There's a lot more people than 19% of the population get it.
Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's the attractiveness scale, in case you were wondering. Garth Brooks is trending because he's only going to go to places where people who get in are fully vaccinated. Is this going to be a trend now? Because everybody's canceled the big tour, so he's going to do a little tour.
He's doing dive bar tours. This is definitely more than a trend. A lot of artists, Live Nation has said they'll support any artist who wants a vaccine, vaccinated only concert. And so I don't know who does Garth Brooks. I don't know who is his tour manager, or company. But yeah, so that's the way it's going for sure.
What is a dive bar?
Like a little crummy bar.
Like a little hole in the wall.
That's not where he's performing, though. He's performing in big arenas. He calls it the dive bar because it's the name of one of his songs.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is with Blake Shelton, I think, right? The dive bar song?
Yeah. I got to tell you, regardless of my vaccine status, I wouldn't go to anything that required a vaccine.
No? because
not, I'm not
just
I don't care about vaccine status. I'm not going to concerts indoors or outdoors.
It's out of principle. I don't know. The fact that they're now trying to pass a law, there's a law that's coming that you won't be able to use airlines unless you're vaccinated. You won't be able to go into hospitals. I met my first real life person who was denied service from a specialty doctor at UCLA because they were not vaccinated. And this is a person who has lupus and is afraid to get the vaccine. I mean, it is so crazy. Somebody's got to push back. So I feel like we have to stand with principle. I mean, the fact that people are not going to get treatment because of this in a hospital is really ridiculous. Mm.
Reba says she didn't have COVID after all. Apparently, there was she and Rex Lynn supposedly had it, and then now she says she, in an interview, said that her positive COVID test had turned out to be a false positive. How much of that is going on? We've had that conversation off and on.
It depends on what test you take, you know, because if you're doing those initially, that first round of those rapid tests, which was the saliva test, that gave a lot of false negatives. It gave a lot of false positives. It was kind of all over the place. And so I don't know what testing she used, but she said she had all the symptoms. So she felt like, you know, she should have had COVID. But then when she had her antibodies tested, it turns out that she did not have COVID. So she's vaccinated now, but she thinks that it was actually the RSV virus, the respiratory syncytial virus, which we talked about here, 2 months ago maybe. It's affecting a lot of little kids too, and it's this virus that has a lot of similar, you know, symptoms to COVID.
Right. Yep. Okay. There's a lot of that going around too. 28 after on the DJV program. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return.
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in brakes.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
President Biden on Thursday addressed the suicide attacks at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan that killed 13 of our military family, as well as up to 100 Afghan civilians attempting to flee Taliban takeover. The Biden administration overstepped our constitutional boundaries and has been put back in place by the Supreme Court of the United States. SCOTUS blocked President Biden's moratorium on evictions in a 6-3 ruling Thursday. The court previously ruled that the administration could not extend the evictions ban because of the coronavirus pandemic past July 31st without explicit congressional authorization. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here at the ready. There are a lot of things going on. There always are. It's a very exciting time to be doing a radio program. It's a great, there is a lot of inspiration, I think, from the right circles. I really like to think that we are here to inspire you sometimes to think differently. Speaking of that, I have often done lamenting about how I was or wasn't a member of the radio club. And I'm reminded of something that Shirley Chisholm wrote in one of the inspirational sites that I look at. She said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring your own chair. Which I think is, you know, kind of cool when you get right down to it. So here we are. We have brought our own chairs to the conversation. This situation where the death sentence was applied to the Charleston church shooter and it had been appealed, apparently that didn't do him much good. Remember Dylan Roof, found guilty of killing 9 people in that church in Charleston? They were all black back, 6, 7 years ago. And now it's taken this long, so the Circuit Court of Appeals. 2015, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is he... He's supposed to be executed, right? Wasn't that he was given the death penalty?
Yeah. I don't know, but Merrick Garland ordered a moratorium on the death penalty in July, so we don't know what's going to actually happen to him.
Why did that happen? I do remember vaguely, but under what circumstances, given what law, what interpretation does he have the authority to say?
I thought it was something, and I'll look it up, but I thought it was something related to the Supreme Court changing their mind on minors being able to be sentenced to the death penalty. I thought it was something related to that, but continue, and I'll look it up.
Yeah, see, and this is what I think the problem with that is the death penalty is appropriate in certain cases.
Yes, it is.
It's appropriate,
but I think for minors it's not. I think that's why.
Yeah, well, and this guy, I mean, he might be able to argue. He was 21 at the time, so he's legally an adult, but, I mean, are you going to give him the benefit of the doubt? I'm not saying you, Victor,
no.
I'm just saying, are we going to give him the benefit of the doubt? I mean, this guy went into a church, knew what he was doing, and committed murder after he sat and prayed with people.
Oh, I mean, it's vile. It's absolutely vile.
I don't know. I just don't know if you can rehabilitate someone after that.
No. No. I mean, you just take one. I know Doug always says this, but you take one look at the kid. I mean, there's something missing there that's never going to compute. No. So apparently what happened is the Justice Department halted federal executions, I guess because the Trump administration carried out 13 executions in 6 months. And so Merrick Garland ordered a review of the Justice Department protocols of it. So it's not frozen. It's not going away. It's on pause right now, I guess, while they go over protocols for federal, because there's federal lawsuits involved.
I want to ask a question about the news media. The New York Times, which in my opinion is a rag, but still has this reputation that's almost untouchable. Mm-hmm. How did they get in to interview Navalny, for example? How did they get in to interview the Taliban, the self-proclaimed Taliban spokesperson whose name none of us could pronounce? How do they still get away with... I think maybe that's the...
Well, I can tell you...
Why is it...
There's two different answers, probably. Well, I think, number one, the Taliban is going to talk to any media outlet in America
right.
that they can because they want to be recognized as the government of Afghanistan and they want to be credible. That's number one. So, of course, if the New York Times comes popping down the lane, they're going to say, yeah, we'd love to talk to you because they want the credibility that the New York Times is now giving them by talking to them. As far as Navalny goes, I have no idea how they would broker that because you'd have to go through so many channels with Russia and all that. I have no idea what that process is like. I think the two are really different because one is looking for that kind of attention. This is why, I mean, when have you ever heard about the Taliban holding press conferences? That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it sounds funny, but that's what they're doing.
Right.
They're holding
they want
press
that legitimacy.
Every day.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what that's the word, Victoria.
Right.
Legitimacy. They're trying to become legitimate. And are they? Are they fooling anybody? Who... in their right mind, thinks the Taliban, even though they are in charge, or whether you want to use the word legitimate or not, they have been in charge, really, for the most part, for the last, 40, 50, 60 years?
I don't have you have to recognize that the Taliban are the force in Afghanistan, so I don't necessarily take issue with that because I think if we were going to evacuate no matter how we did it, we would have to acknowledge that the Taliban was going to be there running things. The fact that it's the Taliban run amok because there's no conditions upon our evacuation and no oversight into what they're doing in the country, I think that is going to be problematic more than the word game and the semantics of calling them the governing body of Afghanistan or not. What's going to be bad is that left unchecked, what are they going to be capable of? That's going to be the problem.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a list of celebrities. This is clickbait, by the way, Victoria.
Oh, I can tell.
We know. When you say we're looking at a list of celebrities,
you
don't have to say it.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us. We just went off on some plastic surgery thing. Yeah.
The plastic surgery was last hour. This hour, it's celebrities who have gotten shots and the celebrities who haven't gotten them. Who's for it and who's against it, in a manner of speaking. And apparently, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds both got their shots, and Rob Schneider did not. I don't know, is there any big... I'm looking at the list. It's kind of silly. Because whose mind is going to be changed by whether Rob
Schneider...
And who's
really coming out and making a list? I mean, come on.
Right, and checking it twice.
Where does he even go down these rabbit holes, Jen? Where does this even start?
Are you talking about me?
No.
What website are you on for the list cop stuff?
I was on BuzzFeed, as a matter of fact. So there. Yeah. All right, so here's something else I found.
By the way, real quick, do you know how much malware you get every time you click
every
on one of those
You
don't like the Chinese government? They're looking inside your computer.
Their new headquarters is on your farm in training.
Inside your Dell, the Chinese government's looking inside there.
I don't have a Dell. What do I have? I'm in an HP. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the Russians are in the news.
They and with they're with them.
Yeah.
The Russians and the Chinese are here together.
They're really good at the computer.
In my
Russians
computer.
Aren't good at much except drinking vodka and hacking things.
Right.
There is a list that I found of just a second, please. I'm going through this. This is the KGB Espionage Museum that I thought you'd
Go to that. That sounds interesting. That spy exhibit that's been going around the States is super interesting. There's a new one.
Yeah, right.
Tales
Thank
of
you.
The FBI that the Reagan Museum, that the Reagan Library built just itself. That's on display right now if you're in California planning. Go see it. It looks really cool because this is one that's not like a traveling exhibit. But any of those are pretty exciting. So I would think the KGB is kind of along the lines of that, right?
Right.
I just want to see the KGB, that exhibit in America. I don't want to see that in Russia.
Yeah,
just, that's for sure.
Well, they've got
you don't want to leave with Havana syndrome after you
right.
the gift shop.
No. But the museum is in New York, and in it...
Okay.
I don't know, Bob. My ears have been ringing for days.
State-of-the-art spy
maybe
cameras.
Maybe we should have gone to the KGB gift shop.
I'm
going to
get through this list thing.
I told you, Louise, no damn gift shop.
Okay. Do we care about this? There's a new, they have apparently manufactured, this is right out of one of these James Bond movies. They have an umbrella that they give to their agents that if you get one jab from the tip of the umbrella, you get ricin. They put ricin into your body.
Ooh,
what is ricin?
In this,
they get you right away.
In this traveling museum, like they show the crude stuff that spies were given like back during World War II, like the stuff that like fit into their shoe and the pens that had all I mean, it's really cool to see that. I mean, it feels like Inspector Gadget a little bit.
So the question, though, is so did James Bond, did Q steal from the KGB
or vice versa?
Inspiration from Q.
Here's a package of cigarettes, Russian cigarettes, that are
they're now
actually cameras and recording devices.
Wow.
And they have lipstick, a tube of lipstick that conceals a pistol that's capable of firing a single shot.
What do you think I carry with me?
KGB. Yeah. Okay, so anyway. But at least you gave me some credibility there, Jennifer, because you provided me with cover suggesting that what really was what I was talking about was, and that wasn't, by the way, from a clickbait site, frankly. The DJV program and DJV Health working together to make things better as you're trying to make
it through
the
COVID. Can I tell you, Victoria, remember when chain letters were really big in emails? You know, when people would email you chain letters? I want to tell you that we spent half of this program reading chain letters.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was not here for that.
You remember that, Doug?
No, I don't remember that. When was that?
Yeah, right. I totally believe Jen.
Years ago, like at the invention of AOL, and all that, people would be like,
oh, I got a letter from
15 people.
How did you remember
that?
Hour
one of the Good Day Show.
Jeez.
Show prep's here.
Right. I'm just going to read chain letters.
I never conveniently forgotten that. But under the circumstances. Right mask for the right situation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and the most recent podcast from DJV Health. The focus is still on the Delta variant with Ken. And I'm guessing that that probably is going to be the case as you continue to listen to us talk about health and that sort of thing on the DGV Health Program, at least for this week and this weekend. Booster vaccinations, the September 20th deadline is something that I question, and I'm going to question it even more now because I think I asked him this question because I had it on my mind last week and I haven't done it yet. Get the third shot. And then Ken and I talk about at what age men lose the ability to fertilize a female egg. I don't know if it's male.
Who asked that? Because that's really creepy. Like, some old geezer wants to impregnate some woman and wants to know how long he's got, right?
What do you want from me?
I'm just asking, like, where did that question come from? That's a very creepy question.
We do what's called Questions for Dr. Ken. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, that's coming up in a few minutes here. And I believe that that question is in this episode of Questions for Dr. Ken. So you can stick around
get
a little
answer.
Bit, Victoria, and catch it. And if you can't wait for a few minutes to get the answer, listen to the DGV Health Show podcast on DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available in select models.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers, but are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, so it looks like John Cena is working over the Rock to try to get him to come back to wrestle a little bit on the WWE. So you think that's going to happen? How much do they have to pay the Rock to go through?
I can't even imagine at this point, right?
Yeah,
he comes back from time to time. Like, he does remember
the Rock
where his
does?
Bread was buttered. Yeah, but I don't think he really stays to Cena does. The Rock has come back before. But I think he's been doing so many movies that I think if he comes back, it's just for, like, little pop-in appearances. It's not to, like, wrestle. But I think it would be huge. I mean, he'd have to want to pay back the WWE because certainly they have more to gain from him coming back than he does.
Yeah, but he got to start there. Would be nothing without
them. And he loves John Cena, too. They have a good relationship, so they may do it just because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did they ever wrestle against each other?
Yeah, WrestleMania 29 in 2019 was the
How'd
Rock's last.
How'd they fake their way through that?
Well, the last match that The Rock did was against John Cena, and then he announced his retirement right after that.
And who
he
won it?
Really like, I'm sure The Rock did, probably, right?
Yeah, 2019. People really like The Rock. Steve Austin's documentary on him was very complimentary about The Rock wrestling.
All right, 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 53 past the hour, DGV Health. Dr. Ken, there is a question about fertility rates for men. It seems, women have fertility rates as well. So, at what age, I guess the question here, if I can paraphrase it, at what age do you become likely to lose the old oom-pa-pa, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And this is, it depends which oom-pa-pa you're talking about. The one that allows you to become a father, it seems like it really falls off at age 50 based on a publication this week. And so if you're thinking about becoming a father, do it before age 50. And this was even in a study where they were enhancing the ability to get to the finish line by using also in vitro fertilization. So even that method for guys, if you want to be a father, do it before age 50, because after age 50, your chances are going to fall down.
Okay. All right. You're a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. I work night shifts. Does that raise the odds for anything bad happening to me, especially when it comes to my heart?
Well, the European Heart Journal this month, Doug, has told us that working night shifts can raise the odds of getting atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation is an abnormal heart rhythm. It can lead to strokes. So you want to try and see.
Oh, come on. Tell us about your heart beating like a bag of worms. I always like it when you talk.
Exactly. Right. Dr. Doug, you're right. It's like the top of the heart beating like a bag of worms. And it's the most common arrhythmia, abnormal heart rhythm, and it can lead to a stroke.
Yep. All right. The perfect food. Question about that. As a matter of fact, this comes from somebody who actually listened to another one of the podcasts and shows that I do, the American Family Farmer Show, which you can get around the country on a lot of these same stations over the weekend, and you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Question came up on from somebody who runs a bean farm. And the maintenance here is that you are eating the perfect food if you're eating beans. Can you see or say that beans probably are the healthiest food? A lot of protein.
Well, beans,
I don't know that.
Beans is an absolutely great food. It's really hard. You can't live on just one food. There's not enough of all the protein you need in one food. But certainly green beans in your diet. I try to have several servings of green beans myself each week. Mm-hmm. Green beans is great. It's just a matter of what you put on it. But just plain green beans, a little bit of garlic on it, and enjoy yourself.
A little salt.
A little bit of olive oil.
Olive oil is good for it. Yeah. There's a question about hyperbaric chambers. What do they call them? It's an oxygen chamber, right?
Yeah,
there are a lot of people who think that the use of these chambers will reverse the aging process. And people who have money seem to be doing a lot of it. Can you put them in your home? Do you have to go someplace? What do you think about hyperbaric oxygen chambers?
I don't think that is strong data yet. I know there's definitely a group who advocate that, but yes. I'd like to see stronger data supporting that to reverse the aging process. And there is some research in the journal Aging that suggests that. But again, I'd like to see more data on the safety and long-term effectiveness of this before I'm going to sign up.
Mm-hmm. All right. The question on what you know regarding this sort of goes with a bean question. Who controls most of the food supply, and are we getting healthy food? This comes as a result of a conversation that I had both on the DJV program and the American Family Farmer Show about who controls the grocery stores, because there's about four companies that control where the seeds come from, who grows the food, all of that stuff, who has the stuff for sale, grocery store chains, that sort of thing. So what does that do to our health and well-being?
Well, you're probably a better expert on that than I am, but one of the things I've learned from you over the years is the closer you get to the farm in terms of where you get your food from, the healthier it's going to be. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Getting away from things like Roundup and artificial sorts of fertilizer, that sort of thing, only makes the food better. But it's very interesting to note that there are only four companies that control most of the grocery stores. I think that's fascinating. All right. Thank you. Questions for Dr. Ken every week here on DJB Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.